Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Before we begin, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast was created. SBS Filipino pays respect to the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people of the Kulin Nation and their elders, past and present. We also acknowledge the traditional custodians from all the lands where our listeners are based, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. From the Filipinos that make up SBS Audio, this is our offering to recognize the sacred connection between Filipinos and Indigenous Australians. This is Indiginoy.
Yeah, so I've always known that of Filipino origins, yes. Larrakia, Filipino, Scottish, that kind of thing. Yes, so I've always known that. It's not that it's a Johnny come lately or anything like that. It's just that's how it is, yeah. Yes, my grandfather, the thing is, in the early days, they used to take children away, like mixed children away from their parents, their mothers. But at that time, what I've been told by my mother and my grandfather, that children that are part Aboriginal, Filipino or whatever, if their fathers were with them, they were acknowledged as Filipino. They didn't get acknowledged as Aboriginal. So, and if the father went away or left, those children will be taken. They had to identify as their father, his origin. And it was really interesting because once the father left or passed away, they would take the children off the parents, you know, that sort of thing. So it was quite dysfunctional, not dysfunctional, very sad, the fracturing of families. My mum's family was, I think, the lucky ones. They didn't get taken. Some did from her family group.
That was the voice of Gary Lang, one of the nearly 2,000 members of the First Nations, particularly the Larrakia community from Darwin. The Larrakia are also known as the Gulumirgin in ancient times. They are the traditional custodians of the vast lands and waters surrounding Darwin, including its harbors. It can never be mistaken that Gary is an Indigenous Australian with Filipino blood, or what we call an Indiginoy.
My mother actually wrote the book for my grandfather. They were his stories, and she put it together. From that, all the photos came from different family members and extended, like the photos that they had of themselves, you know, of the family. It was really good. And my mother, what she did, she went to all my grandfather's siblings that were alive and said, "This is what I'm doing." And they gave permission to allow that to happen, yes.
Gary was referring to the book created by his mother, Inez Cobillo, titled Keeper of Stories. In keeping with tradition, Inez passed it on to the elders in the Cobillo clan, entrusting them with the responsibility of adding photos and stories about their professions, lives, and the milestones they've reached.
Just very proud of my mother for what she could achieve. What she achieved of our family tree, because it's really it cemented our family very strongly here in Darwin, like as in one being Larrakia and Filipino, but that story of the Cobillo family. We have a storyline where a lot of families can't follow their storylines anymore about their families, so we've got it in writing.
Publishing this is crucial as it connects the next generation to the Cobillo family, one of the prominent clans in Larrakia. They are considered influential in their community for various reasons.
Our status, I think we're at a good place, but there's also that sense of jealousy too. So I think a lot of people, our family groups are quite achievers. We're not show-offs and we make things happen. That's all I know. That's all people I know, that we're quite achievers. We make things happen. And I don't know how people see us, but I think we're doing okay. I have oldest, I call older siblings, like extended family, like cousin brothers and sisters. Some of them are, like, they're beautiful artists. They're into, like, acting, you know. They've worked in high positions in government and all that sort of thing, you know, at the universities, and they're just doing it. They're not show offs. They're just doing it. But again, you find that tall poppy syndrome where they want to pull in, other people want to pull us down. So we just continue on doing what we're doing. And that's what, like, for myself with my dad's company, you know, like, I just do it. And like, it being in the arts, excuse the expression of it, is quite shit, you know, like, because arts is right, like, at the bottom of the ladder where everything else comes before that. But just slowly but surely, we're achieving so much more than what people think we do.
Gary's contribution to the Kobilio clan comes through the arts, particularly in dance and choreography, creating movements to convey powerful messages. He studied at the Nesta Dance College, which is a leading institution for teaching dance and arts to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders.
I just love working in the space of creating, to see it go from an idea to putting it on stage. My heart sings, even though sometimes the stories are very deep, but because this show is like a 45-minute intense show, and then there was a Q&A after it, so people can ask questions, which was great, and that suited that show and to what it was. And but I like the aesthetics of ballet, because when I was dancing with Bangara, because that's the main Indigenous dance company, like, really, anyway, it's at the top level of dance. So when you step away or come out of NASA, there's an expectation that you get pigeonholed. Your choreography has to be like Bangara. And it's not intentional, but that's just what people say to you. Oh, that's not Bangara, or, you know, that's not what we're expecting, what contemporary Indigenous dance. And I said, well, as a choreographer and a creator, as an independent, when you step away from being in a company, you wonder where you yourself fits within the arts world of Australia. And I was working on some stuff. I had a fellowship when I went to, what's that place? Perth. I was in WA. And I was working with Ocas Contemporary Indigenous Dance Company. And I was creating a bit of choreography there. And the girl that I was working with, her mother was Lucette Olders. And she was one of the legends of the Australian Ballet. And the lady I was working with was, and you just, as a freelance choreographer, Indigenous, First Nations person, whatever you want to say, you wonder where you fit in the landscape of the art dance world in Australia. She looked at my work, this old lady, and she said to me, she called me over, she said, Gary, your work isn't contemporary Aboriginal, it's Aboriginal ballet. So that resonated with me. And that, because I like the aesthetic lines of classical dance, always have.
Aboriginal ballet is unconventional and distinct from the usual performances by First Nations. But because he didn't want to be limited by the people he worked and interacted with, Gary chose to establish his own company, a dance company that he brought to various parts of the world, including Europe.
This one that we were selling, was called The Other Side of Me. It was about Stolen Generation, where two young brothers were taken from their mother and put into an orphanage in Alice Springs, and two English people, a husband and wife, were looking to adopt children. When they found out that they could adopt these two boys, within a matter of months, couple of weeks, they had the children over in like a hamlet or a village in England, the two boys. But the biggest, and this is where it is, the crime is that you have to, this is what was said to the lady and the gentleman, you got to change their names, change their identity, and change from where they came from. So they grew up not knowing. The younger brother didn't want to know about it. The older brother did, because he was old enough to remember things. But because they were naughty, they were in and out of jail. and both died in police custody. But the choreography is about the oldest brother. He always wanted to know. He grew up, knew he was Indigenous, but grew up white. But because of what he did, he couldn't come back to Australia, you know, criminal record and all that sort of thing. So it was all the head stuff that was the displacement, the things that were taken away from him that was out of his control. And what I'm trying to do is bring the Indigenous essence to classical dance.
Before reaching the peak of his dance career, one of the sacrifices Gary made was working in various jobs to support his dream.
What I've sacrificed, but I'm also a hairdresser. So I used to do hairdressing too. I did other work to pay to keep my craft alive. Schools, I was a teacher's aide in schools, landscape designer, and we used to go and fix up nature strips, gardens and all that sort of thing. So worked that, hairdressing. So I did a lot of things to keep my craft alive. I didn't sit on my ass or anything and do nothing. I did a lot of things. I have no regrets because that's what it takes to make something happen. There's a lot of sacrifice to gain. That's what they say. But in the process of doing all of this, my mother used to say, you know, what people think of you is none of your business, Gary. Just keep going.
It has also been a challenge for Gary to convey the true worth and value of his art, something he continues to fight for. He hopes others can learn from him.
The thing is, I have a product. We're in the industry of making money. You've got to get paid a wage, so do I. Do you know what I mean? Product. We have a product. It's how we value our product and how we want people to see how our value is. Because when I first came back to Darwin, I was saying, oh, okay, my dancers are getting paid this amount. They said, oh, that's too much. And I said, well, if you want to pay peanuts, you're going to get monkeys dancing for you, which is true. And just knowing my worth, you know, like, so, because this is also a sense of knowing how, this is what we're talking about the company, is that thing of knowing my worth, because people always say, what I found here in Darwin in the early stages, they want $1 million product, but, you know, want to pay peanuts. But what I found is, okay, this is what I'm worth. What's your budget? Let's negotiate what can be paid, because, you know, I'm not going to constantly do things for nothing or next to nothing, because this is my livelihood. I'm in the industry of making money. My product is the arts.
Tomorrow is never promised, and it's unclear where Gary's career will take him. But he aims to share his talent beyond the world of Indigenous Australians.
Your businesses will always be here. You will come and go, but I belong here. I'm a Larrakia man. So my business belongs here. So the whole room went quiet because they couldn't come back on that. So this is where the professional jealousy steps in. You know, like I had one person say, he'll get everything because he's Aboriginal. And that's messed up, which I don't. I always go mainstream. Like if we're applying for anything, you go always mainstream, like to the arts industry, yeah. Because once you pigeonhole, in the industry, if you pigeonhole yourself, that's where you stay. I think I'm a little bit more universal than, all right, adding to this, this is what my mother said. Once you leave your home and go interstate, you become a child of the world. Once you leave your home and travel overseas, you become a child of the universe, because it opens your eyes to so much more. And I think that states, so I think I'm a child of the universe. I'll work with anybody who wants to tell my stories. Like I have, like I've had Filipino, I've had Greeks, I've had Australian, I've had Indigenous, I've had, you know, all different types of people. Because you look at the territory, it's not a segregated thing. Like all children are mixed breed, mixed blood, you know, that sort of thing. It's not just one pure bloodline. We're all of mixed origins. And that's my motto. I'll work with anybody who wants to tell my stories. I've been a part of a few people's journeys.
Even if our ancestors, cultures, and beliefs are different, through art, we can all be connected if we remain open in perspective and spirit. This is Indigenoi.
Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.